Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
He is about as swampy as you get.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt finally losing support among Republicans amid another new scandal.
We see an increased vulnerability to ice loss from Antarctica.
Antarctica's ice melting three times faster than predicted. DNC bans corporate fossil fuel donations, plus electric cars have become so cheap to drive, even the Trump administration can't ignore them.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Well, look, I care so much about taxpayer money, but these distractions largely, I think, have emanated from the great work that we've been doing.
Actually, they emanate from the fact that you're a corrupt fossil fuel stooge. Other than that, keep up the good work, Scott Pruitt. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I can't believe we're covering Scott Pruitt again. I can't believe he still has a job.
Yes, but at least Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is now losing support among high-profile Republicans for his numerous ethics scandals and lavish spending. For his latest scandal, Washington Post reports that Pruitt pressured an EPA employee on government time to contact wealthy Republican donors to give his wife a job.
I have no snarky comments left.
That prompted Fox News host Laura Ingraham this week to call for Pruitt to be fired for his, quote, bad judgment. And in a podcast interview with Platts Media Outlet, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst was blunt.
He is about as swampy as you get here in Washington, D.C. And if the president wants to drain the swamp, he needs to take a look at his own cabinet.
This week, the America Future Fund, a nonprofit right-wing group that does not disclose its donors, has launched a new TV ad campaign criticizing Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt is a swamp monster. Mr. President, you know what to do.
Get fired.
For the good of the country, Pruitt must go.
A swamp monster.
Of course, note that they are mad at Pruitt for making Trump look bad, not for harming the health of Americans.
Right, and Joni Ernst is mad because she comes from Iowa, a corn state, and Scott Pruitt is messing with ethanol.
Meanwhile, in a victory for activists and environmental advocates, the Democratic National Committee has quietly voted to unanimously ban contributions from fossil fuel companies and corporate political action committees associated with fossil fuel companies.
Good for them. Why are they doing it quietly?
That's an excellent question. The DNC ban does not affect the two other major party committees to elect Democrats to the House and the Senate, the DCCC or the DSCC. Antarctica is melting faster than scientists anticipated. According to an international team of ice experts publishing in the journal Nature, Antarctica's melt rate has tripled in the last 6 years due to warming oceans melting ice sheets from underneath.
That's not good.
Nope. The scientists warn that if the ice continues to melt at this faster rate, it poses a grim future for the world's coastal cities and low-lying countries where more than a billion people live, causing irreversible sea level rise much faster than predicted, giving those communities much less time to prepare than previously hoped.
No wonder Donald Trump didn't want to sit in on that session about sea level rise at the G7.
Meanwhile, here in the U.S., a new National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study finds that coastal flooding has doubled in the United States over the last 30 years, with a rapid increase in high tide flooding. That's flooding even on sunny days, even in the absence of any storms. Such high tide flooding used to occur only during major storms, maybe once in a decade. But according to NOAA, some U.S. cities saw more than 20 days of high tide flooding in just the last year.
That's not good either.
That's already affecting the value of the housing market in Florida. A new Harvard study finds that as nuisance flooding increases with rising seas, homes at higher elevations in Miami-Dade County are increasing in value at a much faster rate than homes at lower elevations. The researchers call it climate gentrification. location, with homes vulnerable to flooding at risk of losing value.
But Mar-a-Lago is still safe with that seawall they have down there?
No, they are not.
Sorry to hear it.
But finally, some good news. Climate Progress reports that electric cars have become so cheap to drive that even the Trump administration can't ignore them. A report from Trump's own Department of Energy admits that it is much cheaper to drive an electric car any distance than it is to drive a comparable gasoline car. Nationally, consumers with electric cars save on fuel costs on average 60% over conventional gas-powered internal combustion engine cars.
The administration might not be ignoring it, but you can bet that Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt certainly are.
Indeed.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget, you can download our reports anytime via Stitcher, TuneIn, or iTunes. Find us, follow us, and share us worldwide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.